Okay, we're going to begin here on the top of Yud-Zayin on aisle 5 lines down. The Gemara here is continuing with a list of Amoraim and Tanaim as to what they added on at the end of their Shmon Esrei. So yesterday we had a number of those suggestions, Avram, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Chia, Rav, Rabbi, Rav Safra. And today we continue, Rav Alexandri, Batart Zlotei Amar Hachi. Alexandri at the end of his tefillah would add on such, Ehira Tzom Avinach Hashem Elokeinu, V'yewil Hashem, Shitamidenu Bekeren Orat. You should put us in the corner with the light. Val Tamidenu Bekeren Hashecha. And not put us in the corner with the darkness. Ve'al Yidveh Libenu. Our heart should not grow faint. Ve'al Yechku Einenu. And our eyes should not grow dim. Iga De'amre Had Rav Hamnuna Matzula. Some say that that wasn't the tefillah of Rav Alexandri, but rather the tefillah of Rav Hamnuna. For Rav Alexandri, Abatu De'matzle Marhochi. And Rav Alexandri said this. Ribona Ulomim, Galoi Viadua Lefenecha, Shiritzonenu Lasot Ritzoncha. You know, Hashem, that we really want to do that which you ask of us. Umima Akev. So what's stopping us from doing the right thing and fulfilling your will? To Or should be Isa, the leavening agent in the dough, the yeast in the dough, which is a euphemism for the Yetzirah. Vishibud Malchiot, and the pressure of the Galut and being under the dominion of the nation. Yeratzom Lefenecha, should be your will, Hashem, Shetatzilenu Miyadam, you should save us from their hand. Venashuv Lasot Chukei Ritzonecha B'Lev Shalem, and we should return to do your wonderful laws with a full heart. Rava Batar Tzlotei Amar Hochi. Rava, at the end of his tefillah, said this. Again, this will be familiar to us because this is what we generally add in the completion of the Shmon Esrei on Yom HaKippurim. Elokai, my God, ad shelo notzarti eni kedai. Until I was created, I was not worthy. And as Rashi points out, what does that mean? Lo hayiti chashuv hagun liot notzar. I wasn't significant or worthy of being created. Vachshav shenotzarti, now that I have been created, kilo lo notzarti. It's as if I was not created. Meaning that even after I was created, there's nothing significant about me. Afar ani bechayai. Even in my lifetime, I'm like the dust of the earth. Kavachomer b'mitati. Certainly that is so in my death, that I will just be like dust of the earth. Hare ani lefenecha. I am before you, Hashem. Kekli malei busha uchlima. Like a vessel full of embarrassment and disgrace. Yehira tzom lefenecha Hashem alokai. It should be your will, Hashem my God. Shelo echta od. I should no longer sin. Uma shechatati lefenecha. And that which I already sinned, marek. Berachamecha Rabim, you should wipe out or cleanse with your great mercy. Avaloya de Surim v'chalayim ra'im, but it should not be cleansed or purified, removed by afflictions or horrible sicknesses. V'hainu, vidui d'Rav Hamnuna zutei b'yom ha'kippurim. This is the vidui of Rav Hamnuna on Yom HaKippurim, and that is also our minhag that we say this on Yom HaKippurim. Mar B'Dei Ravina, Kavim Mesayim Tzolotei Amar Hachi. So Mar B'Dei, the son of Ravina, when he finishes his field, this is what he said, and again, this will be familiar to us, because that's what we say. Elokai Nitzor L'Shoni Meira. My God, you should stop me from speaking evilly. V'Sif Totai Medaber Mirma. And from my lips, speaking deceit. Vilim kalalai nafshi tidom. And to those that curse me, I should be silent. V'Nafshi Ke'afar L'Chol Tiyeh. And my soul should be like the dust of the earth to all. And as Tosfot points out over here, ma afar enu mekabel kliya le'olam, just like dirt is never wiped out permanently, ken yirtzon shezari lo yechle le'olam, so too my offspring should never be destroyed. Tach libi b'toratecha, Hashem, open my heart in your Torah. Ube mitzvotecha terdof nafshi, and after your mitzvot, my soul shall chase. V'tatzileni mi pegara, and you should save me from any bad happenings, a mishap. Mi yetzara, from the evil incarnation. Umishara, from a bad woman. Umikol ra'ot amidrak shot avol olam, and any bad that happens to come to the world. V'chol hachoshvim alai ra'a, and anyone who thinks evilly of me. Mehera haferet satam, you should quickly nullify their plans. V'kalkel machshavotam, and ruin their thoughts. Yudha ratzoni meifi v'gyonli bi. The words of my mouth, the thoughts of my heart, should be pleasing to you, Hashem. Hashem Tzuri V'Goli, Hashem is my rock and my redeemer. That is basically what we add in at the end of our Shmon Esrei. And Rav Sheshet Gavayoti B'Tanito, Rav Sheshet, when he was sitting in a fast, when he was fasting, but Tarda Matzle Amayach, he would add on at the end of his Shmon Esrei the following. And this, if you see in some of the Sidurim, have after Shmon Esrei, at the end of Elokai Nitzor, actually have this addition of Rav Sheshet to say on a fast day, Mincha on a fast day. Ribono Olim, Galoiv Lefanecha B'Zman Shebeit HaMikdash Kayam. Hashem, you know that when the Big Damesh was around, Adam Choteo Makriv Korban, a person sinned, he brings a Korban in order to attain forgiveness. And you only put on the Mizbeach, the fat and the blood of the Korban, Umit Kaperlo, and it brings him forgiveness. Vakshav, and now Yeshavti Bitanit, I was fasting. Vinit Ma'it Chalbi V'dami, and that caused the diminishment of my fat and my blood. That which I lost, the fat and blood that I lost, should be the equivalent of as if it was put on the Mizbeach. And Hashem, you should find us favorable and want us. Yochanan, when he used to finish learning the Sefer Yov, he used to say this, so Adam Lamut. In the end, the person is going to die. So and the end game for an animal is to be shechted. And everybody and everything eventually dies. Ashri shmi gadol b'torah ve'amalo b'torah. Praised or lucky is the one who grew up with Torah, was brought up in Torah, and has toiled in Torah. Vosei nachat ruach liyotzro, and is pleasing to his creator. V'gadol b'shem tov, and he grew up with a good name. V'nifta b'shem tov min olam, he leaves the world with a good name. Balava Mar Shlomo, and on this individual, Shlomo says, Tov Shem Mishem and Tov, a good name, it's even greater than good oil. Biyom HaMavet, Biyom HiValdo, in the day of death, than the day of his birth. And Rabbi Yochanan did this because in the end, Yov regains his good name at the tail end of his life. And so Rabbi Yochanan mentioned from that Sefer that it took to heart, a person should continue to the end of his days with a good name, and the Torah that he started out with, the Margala Befume, the Rabbi Meir. This was a jewel in the mouth of Rabbi Meir. Gamur b'chol avavcha, u'b'chol nafshecha, adat et darki, v'lishkod al daltei torati, tzor torati b'libcha, v'negene echa t'yei yirati, mor p'icha mikol chet, v'taher v'kadesh atzmecha mikol ashma, v'avon, v'ani yeyei imcha b'chol makom. You should conclude in your heart, or with your heart, and with your soul, adat et darki, to know my ways, Lishkod al Dadei Torati, and to sit at the doors of Torah, meaning to be in the Beit Midrash. Netzor Torotai B'libcha, door, stop the Torah in your heart. V'negedei Ne'echa T'yei Yidrati, and opposite your eyes should be my fear. Shmor Picha Mikol Chet, guard your mouth from any sin. V'taher V'kadesh Atzmecha Mikol Ashma, you should purify and sanctify yourself from any mistakes, vavon, and sins. And Hashem will then be with you wherever you go. Margala b'fumayu d'Rabbanan d'Yavne. There was this jewel that was in the mouths of the Rabbanan of Yavne. Ani birya, my chaviri birya. I am a creation. And my friends, as Rashi says, the Amei Aretz, are also a creation. Ani melachti b'ir. I have my work in the city. V'hu melachto b'sadeh, and his work is out in the field. Ani mashkim l'melachti. I get up early to go to my work. V'hu mashkim l'achto, and he gets up early to go to his work. Just like he does not get involved or think he should be involved in my work, I don't get involved in his work. We'll say, well, I learn more and he learns little. We learned, doesn't matter how much, the quantity is not important, doesn't matter if it's a lot or a little. As long as your heart is with heaven, you do what you can. And as long as your intentions are pure and for the right reasons, then that's what matters to a Kodesh Baruch. Rashi points out that the Gemara brings this at the end of Sechet Menachot, describing the different karbanot, whether it's a big karban or small karban. Hashem does not interested in the size of the karban. He's interested in the lave, the heart that the person brings along with the karban. And therefore, it's Echad HaMabit v'Echad HaMarbeh v'Shikaven Libo L'Shamayim. Margala B'fume De'Abaye, this is jewel that was in the mouth of Abaye. L'Olam Yehadam Arum B'Ira. Person should always be naked in his fear. Ma'nera yashiv chema. Quote the pasuk here is there should be yashiv, not meshiv. Ma'nera, a soft answer. Yashiv chema causes anger to dissipate. Umarbe shalom emechav, and causes peace amongst his brothers. V'im krovav, and his relatives. V'im kol adam, with any person. V'im nachvi b'shuk, and even the non-Jew in the marketplace. Deshe ahuv, the mala, v'nechma the mato. Should be beloved above and affable below, and people should enjoy his company. Amru alava Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shalik dimo adam shalom meolam. I said about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, nobody greeted him first. Even the non-Jew in the marketplace, he would greet each individual and every individual because he felt it was important that you are gracious and you ingratiate yourself to the people. Margala b'fumei d'rova, jewel on the Mount of Rova, taklit chokma tshuva masim tovim. Purpose of wisdom is to do tshuva and good deeds. So le adam kore v'shone ube'it v'aviv. Person shouldn't learn Torah and then kick off his father in heaven. Ube'it v'aviv imo brabo, and then kick off his mother, his father, his Rebbe. U'misha gadol mimenu b'chokma u'b'minyan. Or someone that's greater than him in wisdom or number. Shnemar. Reshit chokma yirat Hashem. The beginning of all wisdom is fear of heaven. Seichel tov l'chol oseihem. Seichel tov, it's a good mind, l'chol oseihem, all that, do this. L'osim lo ne'amar, elo lo seihem. It doesn't say l'osim that do, but rather lo seihem. Or the other girsa in the Gemara is, l'olom dehem lo ne'amar, it doesn't say those that learn, elo lo seihem. L'osim l'shma, lo l'osim shlo l'shma. That is only good for those that do it. L'shma l'shem shamayim, for the sake of heaven. Not that don't do it. L'chol oseh shlo l'shma, no'ach lo shlo nivra. And anybody who doesn't act for the sake of heaven, it's better that he wasn't created. So Tosafot asks over here, like he does in many other places in Shas, we had it earlier in the daf today, we have in other places in Shas where the Gemara says that a person should learn Lo Lishma, because we talk Shlo Lishma, Ba Lishma. And that was the same thing with the tefillah that we saw from Rav Safron at the end of yesterday's daf, that the learners of Lishma, Shlo Lishma should have be peaceful together, and those that are Lo Lishma should become Lishma. And over here we have a statement of Lo Lishma, a person learns Lo Lishma, it's better that he wasn't created. So Tosafot says there are different manifestations of Lo Lishma. Lo Lishma can be someone who just learns for kavod, or learns for some sort of reward. So that person, we say that it's better he should learn Lo Lishma, because then eventually end up Lishma. On the other hand, there's a Lo Lishma, which is a negative Lo Lishma. Someone who learns in order to uproot his friend, to bother his friend, to challenge. Something that's a negative midah, that person, better that he wasn't created, better that he doesn't learn. So there's a distinction in Lo Lishma. Because a certain type of Lo Lishma, where maybe there's some ulterior motives in it, that Lo Lishma eventually could lead to something positive of Lishma. But a person simply learning in order to undermine, uproot, challenge, that type of learning never ends up in the right place. And it's just interesting to note over here, Rav Chaim Volozhin, in his Ruach HaChayim, mentions this in regards to tefillah. Says that many people say, I only want to daven when I have the proper kavanah. I'm not going to daven until I get my mindset correct, when I have all those feelings and the proper emotions, and then I'll come daven before you, Hashem. Chaim Volozhin says, if you do that, a person will never daven. Better to daven every day. Because if a person is in the habit of davening every day, there is a chance that one of those days, they will daven, and they will have the right emotions and the right mindset. You have to be engaged in order to get to the place where you do it right. If you're not engaged and you're waiting to do it right, you'll never do it. So it's important to do it every day so that when it does happen and you do become engaged, it will be there. And it's the same thing here by the learning. Better learn Lo Lishma so that you're engaged in Limud HaTorah so that eventually it'll become Lishma. But if you're not engaged in Limud HaTorah, then there's no way you can be Lishma because you're not in the world of Torah. So Margalei b'fumei d'Rav, this was jewel in the mouth of Rav, lo kolom hazeh olam haba. This world is not like the world to come. Olam haba im bo lo achila v'lo shtia. In the world to come, there's no eating, there's no drinking, v'lo piriyah v'riviyah, no procreation, v'lo masav v'matan, no business, v'lo kin'ah, no jealousy, v'lo sinah, no hatred, v'lo tacharuta, no competition. Ela tzadikim yoshvim v'atorehim b'roshehem. The tzadikim are sitting and their crowns are on their heads, v'nenim zibach shkinah, and they are enjoying, benefiting from the presence of the Shekhinah. Shneamar, Vayechazu et Elokim, Vayechlu Vayishtu. This is said at the Mamad Har Sinai that is described in the end of Parshat Mishpatim. And over there it says that they sat down, Vayechazu et Elokim, they saw God, Vayechlu Vayishtu, and they ate and they drank. As Rashi says over there, they didn't literally eat and drink. And Rashi Allah Torah says the same thing, Savu Miziv HaShekhinah, Kilu Aklu Vishatu. They enjoyed or they were satisfied and satiated with the presence of Hashem as if they ate and drank. Not literally that they ate and drank. So they saw God and they were satisfied as if they had eaten and drank. If you look over there in the Targum Unklus, as well as Rashi brings an alternative shot, which is that Vayochlu Vayishtu was something negative. Even though they saw God, Vayochlu Vayishtu, they sat and ate and partied, which was an inappropriate response. So here the Gemara takes the position that it's positive what they did over there. Just to know that there's an alternative to Wayne reading that Pasuk as being a negative. Dolav tacha Shabitachon Shivtichan HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeNashim Yoter Min HaNashim. Greater is the promise that Hashem made to the women than it is to the men. Shenemar, Nashim Sha'ananot Komna. Women at ease should arise. Shmano Koli, listen to my voice. Banot Botchot, you secure women. Hazina Imrati, listen to my word. So you see here from the Pasuk that the Torah describes the women as being at ease and Botchot and secure. A wonderful bracha for anybody, but it's associated with the women and not the men. And therefore you see that Hashem's promise or gift to the women is much greater than it is for the men. Where do the women, what's the zchut of the women that they get this reward of shananot and botchot? Where they bring their children to the shul. And their husbands learn in the Beit Midrash. And they await the return of their husbands when they come back. So it is the women who are the enablers of the children and the husband to learn Torah. That enabling is the zchut of the women, as well as their role in ensuring that their children are belimud Torah and engaged in Torah, as well as their husbands. And the fact that they wait for their husband's return, they give up of their own time with their husbands in order to allow them and to enable them to learn Torah. And that zchut, that's why they reach these high levels. Because sometimes the enabler is more powerful than the one who does, because the enabler creates the environment in which such takes place, and the environment is as important as actually taking action, because the environment is something that is conducive and causes it to have long-term effect. And so if the right environment is provided by the woman of the house, the leader of the house, then Torah will be a part of this household forever.
When the Rabbanan used to leave the Beit Midrash of Rabbi Ami, or some say that from the Beit Midrash of Rabbi Chanina, they used to wish each other as follows. You should see your world in your days, meaning that you should benefit from Olam Hazeh, be successful Olam Hazeh. And in the end, you should end up ultimately in the world to come. Your hope should last from generation to generation. Your heart should meditate and express tfuna, understanding. Your mouth should spew wisdom. And your tongue should whisper praises or song. Your eyelids, like we say in the morning, Amavir Shina me afapai. Safapecha, your eyelids, yashiru, should be directed negdecha, opposite you, meaning that you should be yashar and straight. Inecha yairu b'maor Torah, your eyes should shine with the light of Torah. Upanecha yazhiru kuzor rakia, and your face should radiate like that of the rakia. Siftotecha yabiu dat, your lips should expouse knowledge. Vechiliotecha talozna mesharim, and your kidneys should rejoice with a brightness. Ufe amecha, your footsteps, yarutzu lishmoa divrei atik yamin, should run to hear the words of the ancient one, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the words of Torah. Kevim ifti rabbanan mebe rav chista, v'amila bebe rabbi shmoel bar nachmani. So when the rabbanan used to leave the Beit Midrash of rav chista, and some say that it was from the Beit Midrash of shmoel bar nachmani, amru le'yachi, they used to wish each other as follows. Alufeinu misubalim. A literal meaning of the pasuk is that our oxen are heavily laden. Although the Gemara here is playing aluf. Aluf meaning today in modern Hebrew means a general, but there it means leaders. Alufeinu misubalim. Our leaders are burdened. Alufeinu misubalim. Rabbi Shmuel. V'amri la Rabbi Yochanan v'Rabbi Lazar. So the machloke between Rabbi Shmuel, or some say it's between Rabbi Yochanan and Lazar, how to interpret this pasuk. Chanamar alufeinu b'Torah. Our leaders in Torah. Umisubalim b'mitzvot, who are heavily laden with mitzvot. Chanamar alufeinu b'Torah u'b'mitzvot. These are our leaders in Torah mitzvot. Misubalim b'isurim, and they carry the heavy burden of isurim, of afflictions, and that is what is unique about our leaders. Now the Gemara is going to continue to darshan that same posuk as it moves along. Ein peretz, there is no breach. Shelo tiyei si'atenu k'si'ato shel David. Our group, our chabura, should not be like that of David HaMelech. Sheyatzami menu achitofel, that produced a bad apple like Achitofel, who we know eventually joins the merit of Shalom, and then commits suicide. Ve'en yotzeit, and does not go out. Shelo tiyei si'atenu k'si'ato shel Shaul. That our chabura should not be like that of Shaul. Sheyatzami menu du'eg ha'domi, who produced du'eg ha'domi, who eventually speaks Lashon Hara and kills out Nov Ir HaKohanim. So some reflect over here, you can see on the side that they, some reverse these two positions, that Ein Peretz is referring to Shaul, and Yotzeit is referring to David HaMelech. Ve'in Tzivacha, and there is no crying or outcry. Shloti Seyatenu, Kseyato Shel Elisha, Archabura should not be like that of Elisha, a Navi, Sheyatza Mimenu Gechazi, who produced his protege, his apprentice, Gechazi, who we saw earlier in the Gemara, had very, very despicable and difficult behavior. Again, in the Navi itself, there's nothing necessarily positive or negative about his behavior, but we know in the end, he makes a decision to steal from Naaman, which lands him up getting the curse of Naaman that he has leprosy for the rest of his life. The Gemara then interprets all of his actions to his life as being negative because, obviously, if that's what he did in the end, there was something wrong with him all along. Birchovoteinu in our streets, ben otamid shemakdiach tavshilo birabim. In our streets, we should not have a child or a student that cooks his broth in public, meaning that he either stirs up controversy or causes issues and rift within Klal Yisrael. We shouldn't have anybody like that. In the old Girsaot of the Gemara, it continues, Kugon Yeshu HaNotzri, which was obviously taken out by the censors, but that phrase does appear over here, which connects the issue of Yeshu HaNotzri. And again, whether that is referring to the popular term Yeshu today, or it's referring to another figure, is not clear in the Gemara, because a lot of these statements in the Gemara predate what we know as the life of Jesus today, and therefore it's not clear about whom the Gemara is speaking about, but clearly there was a statement like that in the Gemara that was wiped out by the censors. Shim'u elai abir elev, haruchokim mitztaka. So here the Pashtut, the Pasuk that's found in Yishayahu, always listen to me, you stubborn people, haruchokim mitztaka, who are distant from staka, from righteousness. Rav Vishmuel, Varmila, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar. So either it's Machloket Rav and Shmuel or Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Chalamar. Now they both have an interpretation of the Pasuk, which is not like the Pashtut of Pasuk. Kol Olam Kulo Nizonim Bitztaka. The entire world is sustained because of the generosity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Behem Nizonim Bizroa. And they are sustained by their own Zchuyot. The Drush is reading the Pasuk like this. Shimu Elai Abirelev. Listen to me. Instead of saying, now, abiri lev, meaning stubborn people, but those of great heart, haruchokim itztaka, who are distant from accepting gifts or generosity from Hashem. That is referring to the tzaddikim. Other people in the world do not have this chuyot in order to sustain themselves. And they do. These tzaddikim do. So the pasuk is speaking to shimilei abiri lev. Those great ones are chokim tzedakah that can survive on their own zchuyot, on their own merits. They don't need the tzedakah of Hashem. That's one way to read it. B'chad Amar, other interpretations, kol ha'am kolo nizonim b'zchutam. The entire world is sustained with their merits. Ve'im afilu b'zchut atzman en nozim. And they themselves don't even take the benefit of their own merits. Meaning that the whole world depends on the tzaddikim in order to keep the world going and to sustain the world. And yet the tzaddikim don't even ask or take of the benefit for themselves. Kid Rav Yehuda Marav, say that statement of Rav Yehuda Marav, every day there is a heavenly voice that comes out of Har Sinai, Bomeret, Kol Olam, Kol Nizonim Bishvil Chanina Bini, the entire world is sustained because of Chanina Bini. Here this is referring to Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, who is a huge tzaddik, chassid, many stories about him we'll see in the Gemara when we get to Ta'anit. Actually there's a story later on in the Gemara in Brachot as well, about his unique character. And it says here that because of the zchut of Chanina ben Dosa, the entire world was sustained. V'chanina b'ni da'alo b'kav charuvim erev Shabbat erev Shabbat. And Chanina himself, all he takes is a kav worth of carob from erev Shabbat to erev Shabbat. He lives on a minimal amount. Doesn't even take for himself. So again, they're dashing the puzzle the same way. Sheshima elai b'relev, haruchokim itztaka. Again, these great ones who distance themselves, who do not take benefit from their own merits. Upliga de Rabbi Yehuda, and this argues on Rabbi Yehuda's interpretation of the Pasuk. Dam Rabbi Yehuda, man abir elev. Who are these abir elev? Kovai Tipshai. Kovai is the name of a place, or a name of a peoples that were found in Bavel. Tipshai are foolish. The Govai, the foolish Govai. So interesting, it is actually in Aramaic, Govai are the grasshoppers. So I don't know if there is any play on the word here, but this nation who are fools, that's who it's referring to. Those are the abir elev, those stubborn people. Haruchokim tzedakah, they're far away from righteousness. Amar Rav Yosef Teida, I can prove to you that that's the case. There's not a single convert from that nation, because that's the type of personalities they are, character that they are, that they don't belong amongst the Jews. The people of the city of Matamachsia, they are these stubborn or haughty people. They see the tremendous Kavod Torah 2 times a year. There's not a single convert from amongst them. The question is, what does it mean that twice a year there was a tremendous Kavod Torah that was there? The twice a year refers to what we call the Kala, which was the special time of year where they gave the huge drasha and everybody would come together to learn Torah. And that was right before Shabbat HaGadol, right before Pesach, and the Shabbat before Rosh Hashanah. Those 2 times, there were Dorish in Alochot of the Chag and the Drushot of the Chag, and there was a huge, huge gathering of Torah in those 2 times. So those are the 2 times that were, they're referring to here. Question of what did they see, or what Kavod HaTorah did they see that they should have converted? So Tosafot says here, B'shem HaNisa Yitrachish Lehu. Maybe there was some miracle that happened to them. V'ra'iti b'Sefer Yitim, Shechiber Rabbi Yehuda Bar Barzilai. So then he quotes from this Sefer Yitim, Sheshama Sheyamut Shel Esh Yored Min HaShemayim. It's a pillar of fire that used to come down from heaven, Aleim B'Kala De'elul B'Kala Da'adar. In the Kala of Elul before Rosh Hashanah, and in the 30 days before Pesach. So in that period of time, when they had the learning, and they got prepared for the Chagim, that a pillar of fire used to come down. For whatever reason, these people, Matamachsio, saw the tremendous, either Zchuta Torah, Kavoda Torah, or miracles that took place, that should have impacted on someone, yet nobody converts. That's an indication to Ravashi that these people are not righteous people. These are the Abirei Lev. So it argues on the previous interpretations of the Pasuk that interpreted it to the positive side, that it's speaking about Tzadikim. The latter two interpretations focus on being negative. It's referring to those people that are literally Rechokim Mitztaka, that are far from being righteous. Chatanim Yotzeli Krot. So we had at the end of the Mishnah that a chatan, if he wants to read the Kriyat Shema and he chooses to, he can. Lememra. So this he would conclude that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel chayish lihura. That Rabbi Shimon Gamliel worries about Yehura. We saw in the Mishnah that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, lo kol arot se lito tashem ito. Not everybody can just come along and say, I'm going to say Kriyat Shema. Why? So as he explains here, that's Yehura. Yehura is a certain amount of hubris. It's a certain amount of haughtiness that I say, despite the fact that I'm engaged in the mitzvah, and I'm involved in Betulah, that I can still concentrate properly and say Kriyat Shema properly. Because basically I'm saying it every day properly, and now I have this distraction, but I'm great enough that that distraction doesn't affect me, like Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah. And we know Rabbi Gamliel is a great person, so that makes sense. But here, every person should be able to say that? That's called Yura. Rabbanan do chai shil Yura. And the Rabbanan on the other hand who say you are permitted to do it, they don't worry about this problem with someone acting as if they are holier. Don't we have just the opposite in their positions? The Tanan, we have a Mishnah in Psachim, Makom Shnagul Asom Lacha B'Tisha B'Av Osim. In a place where they do work on Tisha B'Av, then you can do it. Makom Shnagul Olasot Ein Osim. In a place where they have a Mishnah not to do work on Tisha B'Av, Ein Osim. B'chol Makom, in every place, Tamidei Chachamim B'Teilim. Tamidei Chachamim should not do work, no matter what. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Lo'olam Yaseh Kol Adam, Et Atzmo K'Tamid Chacham. But a person should always act like a Talmid Chacham. That means that people can make themselves into Talmidei Chachamim. So here you see that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel doesn't worry about Yura. Talmidei Chachamim are allowed not to do work, even a place where the minhag is to do work. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, make yourself like a Talmid Chacham, even though you're not. So he doesn't worry about Yura. And the Chachamim don't say that. So now you see them having the reverse or opposite positions. So it says, Kasha the Rabbanan and the Rabbanan, but Kasha Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. We have a stira on their positions. So one way to solve it is, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mukhlefet Ashita. Their positions are reversed. So reverse their positions and then they will reconcile. Shisha Brei the Rabbi Amar Lolam Lo Tachlif. Don't flip the positions and there's no question. The Rabbanan, the Ranan, Lo Kasha. The Rabbanan's positions are not a contradiction because Kriyat Shema, Kevan Tkuliyama Kokaru. Everybody else is reading Kriyat Shema, Viunami Kari. And he's reading it as well, Lo Mechse Kiyura. Doesn't like he's look at making himself exceptional, because everybody else is the one who says, everybody says Kriyat Shema. He's the exception who doesn't. So when he joins everybody else, doesn't look like he's making himself special or holier than them. Hacha, but the case of Tisha B'Av came to Kuli Alma Avdei Melocha. Everybody else is working, Ve'yu Lo Kovid, and he doesn't work, Mechse Kiyura. That looks like a Yura. You're making yourself the exception to the rule. And you're making yourself the exception to the rule, that looks like a certain amount of hubris. Reb Shimon Gamliel, Reb Shimon Gamliel Lo Kasho. That's also not a question, not a contradiction. Hotam b'kavanah talya milto. By Kriyat Shema, you require kavanah. Va'anan sadeh delo matzu dekavnei date. And we know, we've come to the conclusion that a person in this situation who's doing a mitzvah and is torud cannot have kavanah. And he's saying, despite what the Chachamim concluded, I think I can have Kavanah. That's hubris. That's a problem. That's a problem of Yura. Avahacha by Tisha B'Av, Haruei Omer HaMalachahu, Dein Lo Pokchazi Kama Batoni Yika B'Shuka. And Tisha B'Av, they seem not working. They'll say, he just doesn't have any work. He doesn't have what to do. He might be unemployed. He doesn't have a reason to work right now. And how can I prove that to you? Pokchazi, go out, B'Kama Batoni Yika B'Shuka. Any day you go into the shuk, you see plenty of people sitting around not doing work. That's no evidence. Just because you don't do work is not an evidence of the fact that you're acting like a Talmud Chacham. And so therefore, that's not an issue of Yura. If you join the Talmud Chachamim and don't do work on Tisha B'Av, it's a good thing, but it's not a proof that you're acting in a holier manner than really befits your standing. And Rabbeinu Chananel says that the loch over here is like Rav Shisha and like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, based on the fact that we always pass in a mission like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, except for three cases, and this is in one of those three cases. Therefore, the aloha is like him. Tell us what points out over here, what I mentioned in the Mishnah, but that was true in their day. In their day, when they had Kavanah and Kriyat Shema, and therefore when it came to the night, the wedding night, it was inappropriate to say Kriyat Shema because that would look like you were Bura, hubris to say it because you could be Kavain in such a difficult situation. But he says today, where we don't have Kavanah any of the time, even in a normal day we don't have the proper Kavanah, then it would be just the opposite. It would be Yura not to say Kriyat Shema on the night of the wedding. Because if you didn't say Kriyat Shema on the night of the wedding, that would be implying that the rest of the time you did have proper Kavanah, and therefore you couldn't be Mekavein that night. And therefore it switches now that it's Yura not to say Kriyat Shema on the night of the wedding. Tell us what it says in the end, but by the case of Tisha B'Av, he says everybody should act like a Talmud Chacham. Over there, there is no Yura, and that should be the practice of everyone is not to work on Tisha B'Av. Now, not to work on Tisha B'Av, number one is, we know the halacha is that you should really do it after Chatzot. And even when you do it after Chatzot, it's brought down in the poskim that Enu Ro Siman Bracha. There's no Siman Bracha from work that's done at that time. The Armin Akdei desists from halacha is actually doing work that distracts one from being engaged in the proper thoughts on Tisha B'Av, the Avedut of Tisha B'Av. What I'm talking about over here is desisting from halacha like on Shabbos or Yom Tov, halachot like that. One is allowed to drive to shul. One is allowed to, they need to later in the day prepare for the meal after Tisha B'Av. You're allowed to do halachot on Tisha B'Av like that. Malacha we're speaking about here, or the malacha that we speak about, halacha, is that work that distracts one from the avedut of Tisha B'Av, and that everybody should desist from on Tisha B'Av in order to be in the right mindset or mind frame for Tisha B'Av, unless they're compelled to do it. And again, they should only be compelled because the poskim say, "Ein oros siman bracha." There's not going to be any siman bracha from it anyway. So only if it's something that will cause tremendous loss, should they take care of it. But otherwise, one should not be engaged in malacha on Tisha B'Av. Okay, we'll stop over here.